Hello and good evening. How is my favorite artisan doing tonight? Oh, darling, I'm sorry. Did I startle you? I let myself in. Well, you invited me to see you work last week. Yes, when I dropped off that letter to thank you for your great work. The war fan you made for me is dazzling, though I hope I never have to spill blood with it. My artisan, you look white as a ghost. Did you think your favorite patron would never pay you a visit in the flesh? I've been looking so forward to this. Why? Because you are a marvel. No. You are so much more than an artisan. You can let out the breath I see you holding. I still think your work is incredible. No, truly. The seamlessness of your joints, the sharpness of your blades, and the art you pour into it. I have seen more art in one of your weapons than in an entire royal gallery. I have no incentive to lie to you. Do you think I wouldn't appreciate such things after years of being your patron? It was wonderful to watch you work. When you swing that hammer, the veins in your arm bulge out. Are you staying hydrated? The forges are so hot. I don't know how you stand it, but they say all art is suffering. Do you agree? Oh, sweet artisan, why do you put the anvil between us? Are you modest? I can walk right over to you. Does my praise make you blush? It's adorable. You're adorable. Oh, yes. I could tease you all night, and you wouldn't mind a bit. You're so tense, though. Oh? You have a weapon to show me. Oh, please do. My artisan, it's a lovely dagger, but why do you point it at my throat? A vampire? Oh no, what an accusation. Yeah, the townspeople said. They're terrible gossips, you know. So envious of how good I look after being here for a decade. Oh, you believe them. Because you saw my fangs when I smiled. Aren't you perceptive? It's my own fault. I should have moved on. I'm not good at pretending to be a human. I just couldn't bear to leave you. I wanted to see what you would make next. You don't think I'm going to cower over a dagger at my neck, do you? I've kept you too busy to make vampire hunting weapons, I'm afraid. I wanted to draw this out. Oh, look, I'm a scary vampire and I have you by the throat. Is this what you wanted? A fight? I just wanted to appreciate you. Do you think I want this? The best weaponsmith in a generation bleeding out on the floor room of their forge? Oh, you can't reply without air. And the answer is no. No, I don't want that. But since you forced my hand and I have you here kicking up against the wall, I want to play a game with you. Does that sound nice? Oh, you're turning blue. Well, here's the game. Since I control your airway, I tell you when to breathe. Are you ready? Okay. Take a deep breath in 3, 2, 1. Feel your chest expand. Hold the breath at the crest of your inhale and slowly let it out. Feel the decompression. All right, now I take your air away. This game is so fun. I really am just obsessed with you. It took a while for me to get here, you know. At first, I couldn't tell. Am I obsessed with the artisan or what they create? I would only see you from a distance. I couldn't risk getting close when I was hungry and eating the best weaponsmith of a generation. Oh, fine, quit squirming. Breathe in. Hold for 3, 2, 1. And exhale. Good. I can't believe you interrupted my monologue with your incessant need to suck in air. That's very naughty. Be better behaved. Oh, you're giving me orders now. I need to just get it over with. No. As I was saying, being this close to you, having your throat in my hand, oh, there was never any doubt. I need you. I endangered myself staying in this stupid town for you. And what? Oh, Oh, you're so brave. I like that. My sweet artisan. I thought it was obvious. You're coming with me. Oh, don't be like that. You know I could give you a better life than this town ever could. Haven't you ever wanted someone who loves you no matter what? Who's obsessed with you? Who has a biological need to consume you, body and soul? Oh, so hesitant. I'll tell you what. Don't look so scared. You'll like this offer better than my game, I promise. I want one drink of your blood. If you give me it willingly, I will return you here from my custody after a year and a day. Come on. Show me your beautiful neck. Delicious. You did so good. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to take you somewhere where you will want for nothing. And I'll show you how great I can be for you. Don't worry. I got you. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Everything is going to be okay.